This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com today. John Clay joins us, Lexington Herald leader, not only on Kentucky, but some other teams around the SEC. But the Wildcats rank 7th in the AP poll. They are 4-0, led by quarterback Will Levis, and they got a game coming up against Ole Miss this weekend. How are you, John?
I'm good.
Let's get the right. It's Will Levis. What else is working for Kentucky? How are they off to this 4-0 start?
Well, they played really good defense through the first three games. The coaches were not real happy with the defense last week against Northern Illinois, but Northern Illinois has a pretty good offense. Plus, it was kind of a trap game for Kentucky before, as you mentioned, they go to Ole Miss this Saturday. But the defense, they shut out Youngstown State, which is an FCS school, but it was Kentucky's first shutout since 2009, their first home shutout since 1996. And they rank in the top, Kentucky right now ranks in the top 20 in total defense, scoring defense. They're, I don't have it in front of me, but they're real in the top five in third down defense. So Mark Stoops, with his defensive background, Brad White's done a good job as defensive coordinator. Really, the defense has carried him through the first four games.
All right, so Will Levis, he's been emerging now as a name in college football. I know he's been a name in Kentucky for a long time, but now the nation is starting to talk about him a little bit more. How has he developed in this role, and what are his attributes?
I mean, he's got the NFL traits. He's got the traits the NFL looks for. He's got a strong arm. He's a big, strong kid. He can also run the ball, though he's not run the ball much this year. They're trying to get him to stay more in the pocket. He's played in an NFL offense. Liam Cohen was their offensive coordinator last year. He came to UK from the Rams. He went back to the Rams, where he's the offensive coordinator there under Sean McVay this year. To replace Liam, Mark Stoops hired Rich Gangarello, who was the quarterback's coach with the 49ers. He had been offensive coordinator with the Broncos a couple of years ago. He runs basically the same offense. It comes out of that Mike Shanahan tree. Rich had worked for Kyle Shanahan for several years at different places. And Levis has fit real well into that offense. He's got a real strong arm. Kind of a big difference this year. They've got some burners on the outside. He matched his career out 4 touchdown passes last week. One was a 70-yard touchdown pass. The other was a 69-yard touchdown pass. So he's got some good receivers to go with him as well. But the main thing that NFL scouts like about him is he looks and acts and plays like an NFL quarterback.
How has Mark Stoops done this over the years? He's always up for a big job, yet he stays in Lexington. How has he done that over the years?
I mean, he started out with his Ohio background. He was able to recruit very well in Ohio, getting kids to come down. Not the kids Ohio State was getting, but there are a lot of really good players in Ohio who don't go to Ohio State or Cincinnati, and they were coming to Kentucky. He's built on that, recruiting in Michigan. He's made a lot of inroads in Michigan. Now he's starting to make some inroads in the South. And he's been able to develop guys. Go back to Josh Allen, who was a kid out of New Jersey. He was like a 2- or 3-star prospect, didn't have many offers. Stoops liked him, found him on tape, brought him here, turned him into the number 7 overall draft pick in the draft by the Jaguars. Same thing with Jamin Davis, who was picked in the first round by Washington last year. That's been, I think, the key. He's been able to evaluate talent, project that talent, and they've been able to produce for him. So I think it starts with that.
I know Chris Rodriguez is coming back from the suspension from what happened to him in May, but is that how much does he help the running game? Because Smoke seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, Smoke's doing okay, but Rodriguez he can break more tackles, and their offensive line has been a question mark through the first four games. They've done some shuffling. They have some new guys in there. I think Rodriguez, they've had a lot of negative yardage plays, way too many negative yardage plays, especially in the run game, and I think Rodriguez will help with that. Our big question is how rusty will he be going down to Ole Miss, since he has not played since last year, was suspended for the first four games. But he's a guy who ran for 1,370 yards last year, was a preseason All-SEC by both the media and the coaches coming into this year. So he'll definitely give them a boost.
All right, let's bounce around a little bit in the conference and what happened over the weekend with Florida and Tennessee. We're now starting to see really that Josh Heupel offense with Hendon Hooker running it. In terms of what has been working for what is about Tennessee and Josh Heupel in particular that has been working, especially in the SEC?
Well, like you said, I mean, he's got a real dynamic offense. He's got a really fast up-tempo offense. They run a lot of plays, not many time between plays. It's not the easiest offense to prepare for. Kentucky, they beat Kentucky last year up here 45-42. And I think part of that was because the Kentucky coaches had not seen that offense before or an offense like it. Plus, Heupel has a really good quarterback in Hendon Hooker, the transfer from Virginia Tech, who became the starter last year. He's a big, smart kid. He's almost perfect for that offense. So that was an impressive win against Florida, especially considering they did it without their best wide receiver in Cedric Tillman. Yeah. So that Kentucky-Tennessee game in a few weeks, that could be the game decides who's going to challenge Georgia in the East. We'll see.
What is Billy Napier arrives at Florida. He takes over for Dan Mullen. There's some talent there, but I always give the first-year coaches a little bit of a break. But Florida still is a dangerous team. But what did you see that with them in Gainesville? It looked like Kentucky had them pretty easily.
Yeah, they didn't. Florida, Anthony Richardson had the big game the week before against Utah when they upset Utah. He did not play as well against Kentucky. Kentucky did a good job containing him in the running game and made him throw, and he's just not a polished passer. I mean, Richardson's a big, strong kid who, like Levis, has a lot of the attributes the NFL is looking for, but he's not that consistent passer. I think Napier will do a good job at Florida, but it's going to take some time. I think one of the reasons Dan Mullen got the axe there was he was not recruiting well. He didn't recruit well the last couple of years. So they're not as deep as they've been before, and their receivers are not quite as good. I think that's part of their problem. I think Napier will get straightened out, but it's going to take him a little time.
All right. I know you may not have seen much of Georgia given your coverage of Kentucky, but there are people that are saying, hey, look, this Georgia team, despite what happened with Kent State, but they might even be better than last year. Are you buying that?
They could be. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe that you could say that considering all the guys they lost on defense. The defense was incredible last year, but they played, I think probably had a little letdown against Kent State. It's hard to keep up that kind of production the way the defense had played through the first 3 weeks, but they're really good. I think Stetson Bennett, obviously, he's got more experience. I think he's better at quarterback. I think they may have some better options at receiver. I think what a lot of that's based on that, hey, Georgia's better, is they're better offensively than they were last year. It's hard to argue with that through the first four games.
The bottom half of the AP Top 25 has got teams like Texas A&M, Arkansas, Ole Miss is ranked 14th. Any one of those teams right now you feeling kind of playing with fool's gold a little bit?
Well, that's a good question. I'm interested to see when Kentucky plays at Ole Miss on Saturday. Ole Miss, I mean, they're off to a 4-0 start. They've got an unbelievable running game going right now, which is a little different for Lane Kiffin. But they haven't played anybody. You know, Troy, Central Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Tulsa, their first four games. And they struggled with Tulsa in the second half, even though Tulsa was playing their backup quarterback. So I'll be interested to see what Ole Miss looks like on Saturday. I thought Texas A&M would bounce back, and they did against Arkansas, although I like both of those teams, and I still like Arkansas. I like their quarterback, Jefferson. I think Sam Pittman's doing a good job there.
South Carolina, I got to ask you about. I thought Spencer Rattler was going to come in and at least give South Carolina a viable quarterback. He worked with Shane Beamer before. They're not connecting. What do you make of what's going on in Columbia?
Well, you know, Rattler's kind of like the same guys we talked about earlier. He has the traits, he has the strong arm, he has the stuff the NFL's looking for, but he's not very consistent. And that's why he lost his job at Oklahoma. That's why he transferred to South Carolina, and you're kind of seeing the same things down there. It's a new offense for him. So even though he's working with Beamer, he's never worked with the offensive coordinator before. It may take him a little time, but I'm like you. I thought he'd be doing better I thought he would come in and make more of an impact right away than he has to this point, but we'll see how the rest of the season plays out.
All right. LSU started off with a loss to Florida State. They've still won four in a row. Brian Kelly figuring it out yet?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think Brian Kelly will be fine. You know, he's working on that accent, getting that Cajun accent down. He'll be okay. He'll be okay. And Florida State, I mean, that was a tough loss to get your kick blocked at the end of the game after you made the big comeback. But get Brian Kelly. He'll be fine. He's won everywhere he's been. I expect he'll win at LSU.
I was thinking to myself, there's a lot of pressure to win at Notre Dame, and you do hear about it when you lose from people like around the world. But I got to think it's a little different when you lose an opening game to Florida State, and especially in the Superdome, when you hear about it in Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah. LSU is unlike any other place. That's
without
for sure.
Question.
And they take their football very seriously down there, and I think Brian's finding that out.
I always like to ask this question, especially about the Southeastern Conference, and I hope you kind of get what I'm getting at. We get the Alabama and we get the Georgias. We understand that. And here's a Kentucky and there's a Tennessee, and it's early in the season. How do you look at the middle of this conference? That's kind of where the meat of this conference is. That's the teams that will go to bowl games outside the playoff. They're the ones that the conference says, hey, look at what we've done at the end of the season. How do you grade the middle of this?
Well, kind of like the teams you were talking about, Arkansas, Texas A&M, teams like that. South Carolina, you know, there's a lot of buzz about South Carolina going into this year. I don't think they've lived up to that quite as year. I'm not sure the middle of the conference and the lower end of the conference is quite as good as it maybe has been in past years. Missouri looks like they're struggling early on. Auburn, it's like they can't wait to get rid of Brian Harsin as their coach. They're just looking for a reason to get rid of him. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm kind of like you. I'm not sure that the middle and the lower end of the conference is quite as good as it's been in past years. But then, you know, when we get to the NFL draft, the SEC, I'm sure, will dominate again. You know, that's where the players go. There's more talent than anybody else. And then you're looking at Texas and Oklahoma coming in the next couple of years, at least by 2025. I mean, that's going to blow it up even more.
Can you give us an idea, and those of us who aren't in Lexington and just sort of know Kentucky from John Calipari and the basketball team, what the emergence of the football team, and they've had good years every now and then, they've popped up in the top 25 before, but what is it, what it's been like in Lexington with a really good top 10 football team now?
Well, I mean, there's always been a core following of Kentucky football who've suffered through, you know, years of mediocrity or even less than mediocrity. There's a lot of buzz. There was a lot of enthusiasm about this team coming into the year. You know, I wrote a column that really during the summer, I had more people ask me about what do you think about the football team than the basketball team. Of course, the basketball team was coming off the loss to St. Peter's in the NCAA tournament, and football, you know, season starts before basketball. But coming off of last year and with Will Levis coming back, you know, the Citrus Bowl win last year, a 10-win season. There was a lot of optimism about this team, and there's still a lot. And that's continued through these first four games, especially the win at Florida. I think the win at Florida down there kind of stapled, okay, this team can be what we think it could before the season, we thought it could be. So that's really, you know, amped that enthusiasm up even more. But this Saturday's a big game. We'll learn a lot this Saturday against Ole Miss.
All right, John Clay again, Lexington Herald. Appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you for coming on. Hope we get you on again soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Love it. John Clay again, covering the SEC and obviously Kentucky athletics in Lexington. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour as we get ready for continue with Wake Up Call.